you, look, I've done, I've stopped. And but I'll just have a drink first to kind of like get the so that my mind can function, you know, so that I can figure out how I'm going to do it. And I, of course, the first one wouldn't even go down. It would just be my body would reject it, and I'd be dry heaving, and then it would be like, and it was vodka, you know, it was always called, I'm sure most of us know that one. And finally, the third or fourth one would go down, and then I'd go, I'd be fine. And I'd think, right, now, so what should I, how would I go about this? I don't know. I'll take the bottle down to the other room, and I'd move around the house, you know, postponing the actual whatever it was I thought I was going to do, postponing it until the bottle was empty, and I was passed out again. And you know, while I was doing that, I was thinking, well, this afternoon I'll stop. You know, and of course, this afternoon was gone. You know, and I'd wake up, and it would be dark, and I wouldn't know whether that darkness was morning or evening. I mean, I didn't know. I'd be at home, and I didn't know where I was. You know, I was. And I was married. I had a very successful career, and this has been a great thing for me in my journey, was being able to tell people that acquisition is not it, because by the time I was 23, I was a millionaire with the gift that God gave me as a musician. I was making money without wanting to make money. I didn't know how to stop it coming in, and I tried very hard, believe me. And I would leave every band. The minute they thought they wanted to be on TV, I was gone, you know. There was some... I actually would... See, the anonymous part of the program was very familiar to... Because somehow or another, I wanted that for me anyway. I wanted to be able to be good at something, but without anybody knowing it. But I did want them to know at the same... It was like that whole paradox of, I don't want you to know, but I want the kudos. And I had the madness, insanity even then. So... But, the whole thing about that was that I didn't want to be rich, I didn't want to be successful, and as long as I had that going on, I could not stop it. And I'm sure it's, you know, people that want money, want success, it just doesn't happen, because there's something, it's like a paradox in there. But I do know that having all that stuff, having a beautiful wife and a great home and a career that just shone, you know, no matter what I tried to do to destruct the whole thing, it kept getting better and better. And in spite of all that, at the end of each day, I was considering suicide. And now, see, that, how does that make sense? You know, that, and I know that there are people who probably come into this program without very much, who think that this is going to get them that, you know, and maybe it will, but for sure, along with it come a lot of other problems, and some of those things I don't know if I'm ready for now. I mean, I'm still quite, you know, self-destructive. I mean, I do like to self-sabotage a lot, and I still practice that. I still kind of set about trying to undermine it so that I'm basically so that I can survive, really, and retain some kind of anonymity. So for that part of me, I'm very lucky and blessed in that I did, for instance, have a fairly strong belief in God when I came here. That was not a problem for me. And I did want to be anonymous. So when people came up to me at meetings and asked for my autograph, it was easy for me to say, no. You know, I'm Eric the alcoholic. And there was a time, I think, where there was definite conflict in it for me, that when I first got sober, which is a long while ago now, it was back in 1981, I went out on the road, you know, I went out on tour, and it sounded like shit, and I felt, and it was an awful experience, and of course it was, you know, I was in treatment, and everyone said, counselors and fellow patients alike said, you know, don't do anything, it's like that whole thing, don't do anything, don't get involved with anybody, don't make any decisions, don't do anything for a year. And within 6 months I was touring America on a massive scale, hating every minute of it, and being around very, very dangerous situations all the time, and really kind of feeling miserable. And I suppose, you know, I was on the way back, and I relapsed as a result of that. And in my, I went back into treatment, and in that period of time, being back in treatment, I had to confront the idea that, you know, that was I was either going to come back here as an alcoholic above all, or I was probably going to die, you know. And if this was, I mean, I had it, I have it in spades.